Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Dead Sun Show.
Start there.
Yeah. Welcome to the Dead Sun Show. We have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. It's for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless. So nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life. So no topics are off limits. I'm one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, Jay Black.
What's good, my brother?
Hey, man, we're alive. And that's saying a lot in 2024. We are alive. So just, we'll get into that. I don't want to run down the hill, but buddy,
yeah,
we got some topics. We got some addressing. But bigger than anything else, we here. We happy to be here. We back.
Grateful.
And so y'all know what it is. What about you? What's good with you? What's
man, weird? I mean, alive is a real thing.
Yeah.
You don't know how much you appreciate life until you or things around you start to not have life.
Yeah, man.
And I've had some of those experiences. We got a family situation going on right now where the prayer is for God's will to be done.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We got a family member that's really, really close to me, like my whole life, struggling.
Yeah.
So maybe at this point, I haven't checked on the day, things are turning around, but it was kind of dark over the weekend. So perspective, not to mention my own health had some challenges.
Yeah.
My family, like my parents, just watching them age and things that are becoming normal now in terms of conversation.
Yeah.
Got to check on this, got this going on. It's like, wow. And it was kind of a callback. So a conversation that we had before, I think was the ready versus prepared in terms of becoming the leader of your family.
Right, right.
When those
right.
elders, you know, start to decline and start to pass that torch. Maybe it was the torch of yours.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
well,
what it was.
We touched on it in different ways through different episodes. Torch of yours is one, you know, being ready, whether you think you're ready, timing.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, we covered it a few ways.
Yeah. And oops, already like, share, subscribe.
Yeah.
Welcome or welcome back, depending on how you're coming into this content. This is, I believe it's going to be episode 94.
Yeah.
So we got the 93
mid-90s.
And
big pause.
That monkey. What they say when you run it in football, that monkey jump on your back. It's just you in the goal line.
Yeah.
You can't get there.
Yeah.
So that was really no real obstacles that we couldn't have overcome, but again, I accept full responsibility for that.
Yeah.
I let some things become excuses because it just became convenient. And I've been shooting for other people, which is work.
Right.
But I let it become an excuse. Like, man, I got my stuff broke down and I gotta shoot here tomorrow. And but nah, I'm glad that we're at this place right now, man.
Yeah. If nothing else, man, life, the situations that have taken place this whole year, if nothing else, more content.
Yeah.
Oh, more learned experiences, more stuff to share with our children and even our audience so that they can share or even relate. It's like, man, I thought I was the only one going through that this year or dealing with that. So
my pops, we've been having more conversations more frequently now.
Yeah.
Because I realize that we're at the friend stage. Not that I don't have the honor and respect. Like, yeah. It ain't no cussing, no drink. Like, ain't none of that.
No, that don't go away.
We ain't tripping like that.
Right, that don't go away.
But I can ask him questions like man to man, and maybe that's the better way to say it. Because I don't even know if he... My dad took me early. I'm not your friend. Early in life.
So early in life.
Yeah, we probably need to revisit that.
Yeah.
But just having conversations with him and getting perspective from him, how life was for him when he went through a similar challenge in life. Because he got, I think I talked about it before, he got terminated from his job, early 50s, I'm mid 40s. And, you know, my sister and I were grown.
Yeah.
But it's when that identity is stripped from you, and that's all, he'd been there 24, 25 years,
wow.
right? Or
wow.
he, coming up on that, he could have, a couple more years, they could have early retired him. But, you know, they just told him, peace. You know what I'm saying? You want to work these next 2 weeks is on you. But just getting, running things by him that I would never run by him before, and him answering me as another man and not my father is wild.
That's and I needed growth that. Of that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's priceless, man.
I needed that. So he's still proud of me. He's not offering me excuses or accepting excuses, but the way he's answering me now is somewhat foreign to what I remember growing up. And again, that's evolution. So
getting a peek into that different perspective.
Yeah.
You know, it's layers to y'all relationship and y'all just bumped up to a whole nother level. So you appreciating it more, especially because you hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
We're talking about fighting, man, not necessarily violence. Well, I mean, violence could be a part of it.
Yeah,
but I feel like, you know, you hear those stories or you hear those testimonies of people being in the fight of their life. I sincerely feel like I'm at that place right now.
Yeah.
Everything converging at one point, at one time.
Right.
And, you know, some things that I wasn't prepared for, some things that, of course, I wish I'd have done differently, really stacking up right now.
Right.
Can stack. So a lot of why I wasn't recording was because I felt less than how I was operating in life. Right.
Man.
And it's like you get on this platform. Not that we ever got on this platform and said, look at us. We
got
to figure it out. You know, buy our book or come get in our course, or our coaching.
Right.
That's not what it was. But I really felt like, man, I am super low in life right now. Right. So let alone looking my family in the face and not having a well thought out plan that's actionable. I felt like I was just trying stuff for some time.
Yeah.
But it turns out that it's aligned and God is showing me, like, he's revealing things through work and opportunities and glimpses of things that are starting to make sense. So I know I'm on the right path. But again, man, my identity for so long was just wrapped in every 2 weeks.
Right.
Bing,
right.
Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, yeah.
Every 2 weeks. So
man, that's a general reality for most.
Yeah.
You know, so even on that note, it's I call it a life purge. You know, sometimes, like, it cycles through. Like, if I linger on something, I just had this conversation a couple of days ago with my wife. If I linger on something too long, if I'm not supposed to do it, or even if I'm supposed to do it, but in a different capacity or a different way, or my approach is off, it'll purge because I'm trying to go this way. And perhaps that's not the way I'm supposed to be doing it.
Yeah.
So I'll lose it. It'll go away. It'll pause. It'll halt, whatever it is to get my attention. And then now, once I've been still long enough, it either goes away permanently or it's time for the new version of it. You know, so it's the same thing with that.
Let's pull the thread on that being still, man, because it's like I get it. But being still is like for me, it was a scary place.
Yeah,
because number one, you had to release your way and your will for me, you know what I'm saying, to what God had, and not knowing what the next step is.
Right.
But this step is to chill out because you in the way.
Put the shovel down.
And then when you're still, I guess there's a difference between being still and being inactive.
It is.
And maybe I conflated the two for a minute because I couldn't find my value in sitting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And until I realized that the sitting was more about clearing space to hear and understand, to be shown, not being in a way with other activities, just trying to stay busy because you think there's a value in a number of activities that you've done in a day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes. What was your experience like? And at, like, that still period, if you can recall.
Yeah, right now.
Today at a lot.
I'm literally going through that right now. Mm-hmm. A big lesson that I've learned this year is, from a business standpoint, is that loyalty is situational. You know, ooh, a lot of times, if in business you're moving a certain way or things are being presented a certain way and the going is good, or even the idea or the vision is lucrative, they may not even understand the entire vision, but the portion that they see their personal gain or benefit in that part of the vision. Mm. So they all in, you know, they on the rah-rah team. It's all good until adversity.
Yeah.
Or even in, not necessarily adversity, but even an obstacle, mm-hmm, presents itself. And just to bring that home without going too deep, there was a business venture that we went into and things changed with the players at the table. One of the guys, he passed away. So now another person that he introduced into it wasn't as major of a player as he was, or as he became after that passing, mm-hmm, to where now he started to go away from the vision at that point.
Bring so his all of the, to it.
Let's build this empire. This is going to be this, this is going to look this way. But now, because things moved and adjusted, you started to, your loyalty, if you will, went away based on the situation. So because of how I'm made, I don't make emotional business decisions. However, I do move a certain way, business or personal.
Right.
And so my outlook on it changed. Like I couldn't believe that I opened myself up to take the hit of how this guy is now acting, mm-hmm, currently to daytime. I couldn't believe, I was frustrated that I allowed my business circle to be exposed to such, which leads to a point that I'm gonna get to later.
Okay.
So I'm gonna stop right there. Mm-hmm. We're gonna put a pin right there, but we'll cover that later in this episode.
So one thing that that's been a challenge for me is how me being in the fight has impacted my family. That's where I was going. When I brought up my dad,
yeah,
I got some of the points out that I wanted, but one of the things that he challenged me with was, in the space that you're in now and the challenges that you're facing,
yeah,
he said, do your children know? And I was like, not explicitly, because I've been avoiding that conversation. But my youngest son has noticed that things have changed.
Yes.
He's like, man, pantry looked different.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? And it's not in a sense of complaining, but it just let me know that he was observant.
Yes.
And I'm like, man, I felt like I let him down because things changed, but I'm also not giving him the full story of why things changed that he might appreciate it differently.
Right.
And again, it's not like pouting. Like, I wouldn't want to go through what I'm going through with any other family.
Yeah.
In my house, extended, my neighbor. Thank God for that daily. Like the proximity and the people that are around and part of the situation, whether intimately or from a distance.
Right.
And that's a challenge that's a gap I gotta close, is having that conversation. Because what's happening is, do I say this now? 5 kids. So again, to orient people, and because of the gap,
yeah,
who knows how this is being fed and who picks up on this this content. 5 kids. Today they are 20, 18, 16, 10, and 9.
Yeah.
Second oldest is graduating from high school this year.
Man.
Planning to go to college away, out of state.
Yeah.
Now, for those that don't know, we're in Texas. Texas, if you're a resident, that's one of the perks of Texas. In-state tuition is super affordable.
Yeah.
At great schools.
Yeah.
Almost community college price like compared to the out of state. So there's that challenge. And she is the child that had it together the most academically.
Right.
My oldest child, I said it before, like she's the no, but also yes.
Yeah.
You said no, but let me understand for me through my actions why you said no.
Right.
And there's been a whole lot of maturing. So I don't, you know, I'm not. We're in a, right. in a great place now. And she's at a major, I'll just say that, she's having a major adjustment in life.
Yeah.
That is impacting all of us because we're all in the same house.
Correct. Correct.
Then my son, he's a junior, so he's graduating next year.
Yeah.
Right. And then we got the gap and we got fifth and third grade. So it's like, man, college. I feel extra bad about my preparation because she's done everything right.
Yeah.
The above 4.0, all extracurriculars, like autopilot child.
Right, right, right.
And I know it's going to come together.
Yeah.
But I just like, it's, I don't.
Yeah.
I can't, you know what I'm saying? It's not in my hands.
Which that's the message in itself. You know, maybe that's another thing that you're dealing with that you have to deal with. Part of the be still, you know. The inner me wants to mold this thing more. I want to push or drive or set this up a certain way.
Yeah.
And maybe this phase of her life, her transition, even for you and your wife to be able to deal with this transition, because it's huge.
Yeah.
Your baby leaving the house.
Gone, gone.
So now, because you're not so hands-on with it, that's going to be part of the adjustment. That's going to be part of preparing her a certain type of way for this next phase that you guys or her don't know.
Yeah.
She has an idea. She has a plan. But once she starts to implement that plan and other doors and levels of it start opening, oh, if we had our hands on that, we wouldn't have saw that, or that wouldn't have went that way. Maybe. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then even my wife, so our dynamic was she was a stay-at-home mom and stay-at-home mom for several years. We lived abroad for 3 years. We came back to the States, originally from Virginia, but now we're in Texas, and that was just the plan.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to be in a position to where things worked out.
You know,
God provided through one income, and now she's back at work, right? And that challenge, that transition, has me feeling a couple different ways. Like, number one, I'm grateful that teamwork made the dream work. You know what I'm saying? If everybody got to pitch in, everybody got to pitch in differently.
Right.
But it's also like, man, she has to go back because I don't think I made some choices as soon as I should, or done some things, like took some risks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, That is causing a strain on how we deal with each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's probably more me than her. And she the other component of that is she was at a place where she was just embracing entrepreneurship. Her business was getting off the ground, and you know, she took this role from a stability perspective. While I'm still growing the business that I'm growing.
Right. 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 Right.
And people, it's not like I'm sitting at home not bringing in income. It's just different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I mean, all of that is a fight. Sometimes is more internal than external, but I kind of want to talk about what the motivation is to fight.
I'm glad you said that. The motivation to fight, and this isn't specifically to business or personal.
Mm.
And that's a very good question, because it, remember your why. And because what'll happen is, on the business side or on the personal side, you'll go in a direction based on your why. Mm-hmm. You'll be in touch with, I need to do this, because of my family, because of prosperity, because of stability, whatever your why is for that particular thing that you're doing, that's what you use to start your journey. Well, if you never look back and do a self-check along the way, and I'm talking to me, about your why, some of the extracurricular or the bonuses or the benefits or the intangibles that because I'm on this journey headed down this road, my why told me to take 360 North. Mm. Well, along the way, I'm passing this restaurant or this place or this building or this extracurricular activity that only sees me because I'm on this journey headed this way. So now let's say, for instance, the platform. Mm. Let's say the why for the platform is to help me build a better relationship with my children, with my family. So now if I have one person tuned in or 300 million people tuned in, my why does not change. So because my why does not change, I'm steadily here having a conversation with my brother having a conversation with me, and we're addressing issues that we're dealing with day to day to day. A byproduct of that is we're touching people or moving people or bringing people's attention to issues that they're having the same issues themselves. And it's just giving them a different perspective. Not that we have the answers. It's just that compares or lines up with what I was thinking, or it does not. Maybe that's what my son or my daughter was thinking or my spouse was thinking, and I didn't think of it like that, to hear it come out of another person's mouth. So now let's say, for instance, it jumps up and there's 50,000 people now tuned in and watching. So now if your why is to build your relationship with your family, or to vent, or to have this as a counseling, if you will. Mm-hmm. Now, because there's a larger audience, there's more sales or money or monetizing that thing hits the table. So now we're more focused on the business aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to build this a certain way or structure it this way or move in this direction. But if you never really check in with the why, and there's nothing wrong with those things, but we have to make sure that we align those things with the why.
Yeah.
So that we don't lose our personal, like, there's a running joke on social media right now, like, man, Lord, please raise the price of podcast equipment.
Right. You know, it's too many.
It's a million podcasts. But in those same breaths, people will say, hey, not y'all, though. I love what y'all doing. Yeah. And I get that. You could be saying that because we're sitting there or not. Your opinion is your opinion. We don't care. I'm not doing it for that. But if you don't check in with your why, then you'll look up and you're like, man, we're feeling a little empty, or we're not moving in this direction, or it's not coming out this way, or in the business. The business is not growing the way we said it would in the beginning. My relationship with my wife or my children not thriving the way it was. Mm-hmm. I just hit this lick and we just made all of this money, but I feel more distant from my wife and children than ever now. Because of the why. My why was to get security in place for my family so that we can be closer. Well, part of us being closer is time. I have to spend time with them. But if I'm steadily signing up for more and more activities that is taking away from that time, what did I trade it for?
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Getting this much and this much more away from my actual why. So now it's the detriment of my why.
So that's what I came away from corporate with was, and I put it out there several times, never trade your family for money.
Yeah.
And people look at it like, I would never, until you realize you're trading your family for money 5 to 7 days out of the week.
Yeah.
Right? So this is not a holier than that. It was an observation for me. It's like, right. Wow. And then I'm glad you mentioned the aspect of the potential business, the business potential of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I struggle because it's not like there's things on the table. I've had to make the decision, but I think sometimes it's become an excuse to not work as hard at it because I don't want it to seem like it's a money grab.
Right.
But the message, our message has evolved, but the core of it has changed because as we're evolving, we're becoming more mature.
Absolutely.
I can go, I mean, I've been at this, it launched in 2020. Yeah, I think it launched since, or maybe 2021. So it's been 3 years, a solid 3 years that I've been at it. I probably can go back to episode 5 and be like, ugh.
Yeah.
I think a little different.
Yeah.
A little different now. I've learned some things. But I do want this message to go. I want the platform to circle the globe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't want to lose the integrity of why this started. Because it literally started, like you said, me realizing that the relationship that I had with my son was more reflective of how I wanted my dad to parent me when I was his age. And we're not the same kids.
Right.
We're not the same kids at all.
Right.
So another aspect of the why that I think is important is it's a callback to something that we've discussed on social media before is if the why is always something external, you always have to have something external to be successful.
That's a fact.
So whatever it is, and not to be morbid, like those external things go away, whether they physically or the relationship, you have to mourn the relationship and the person is still living.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard as a man to still be your why when you're down. Because it's easy to blame
mm-hmm.
your family for why you do what you do
mm-hmm.
to the tune of success.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe some blame, you know, to the tune of their failures. But if I'm only looking outside of me as a reason to fight, keep fighting, fight harder, be more strategic, be more successful, I think I'm doing the family a disservice because, again, once that thing that I'm focused on is taken away from me, now what?
Or even if that box is checked.
That box is checked.
You caught the rabbit.
Now what?
The driving force, it disappears. It goes away because there is no more drive.
Yeah.
There is no more. That's why you'll see people don't understand. They'll say, man, this guy got all of this money, but he's throwing away. Or he's taking all these risks. Or these millionaires, watched a story about Charles Barkley the other day talking about he's lost $1 million at gambling 25 times because of his passion and love for gambling. And people criticized and jumped on the bandwagon of how ignorant and foolish that is. He even said his financial advisors ate him alive about it. But a good point to also notice in that is that same never quit determination that he has is what made him a great athlete.
Right.
They only know whatever they do, good or bad, is sink or swim. Mm. You know, so it's like I'm going to work out till my lungs burn. Muhammad Ali, he worked and worked and ran until his body just wanted to quit. And then he went even
That's when he started counting. I remember something like this, sit-ups or something. When it starts to burn, then he started counting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So now the end part of his life, he suffered for it. You know, people like, he stayed in way too long. Why did he subject himself to that amount of damage? people that feel like I'm throwing myself at greatness, that's all they know, to a fault. So that's you have to be mindful of the balance. When you get away from the balance of anything, good, bad, or indifferent, if everything's always sunny and shiny, eventually it's like, oh, it's a sunny day outside. Who cares? It's supposed to be sunny outside.
Yeah. What is a sunny day?
What is a sunny day? It's just another day in paradise. It then at one point it no longer becomes or exists as paradise anymore. This is my everyday life. So you have to have those shady days. Sometimes that's your sit down and be still moment, to where it's raining. I can't go run these errands. I can't do the 50 things today that I normally do,
right,
because it's storming outside. And that's finally your peace. So sometimes in life, that storm that looks like I'm getting hit or I'm getting knocked back or set back, relax.
Yeah.
Because now whatever you pull or gain from that, that's the travesty. If you go through a storm and you come out on the other side and you don't learn to walk around with an umbrella within your reach, now you're doing yourself a disservice. Now you went through that whole storm for nothing. You didn't get anything out of it. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. Is I had a close friend tell me, man, you're getting soft. Like there's several instances. I hired a contractor to do a job. Mm-hmm. He burned me. I hired another guy to switch out my lawn. He burned me. I hired another guy to switch out my lawn because the first guy didn't do it. He burned me. So now I finally found a reputable company to do the job. That's just giving examples of how passive I've become because other people enjoyed it so much. Well, passive is not me. It's comfortable for you. Me being passive makes you comfortable. I didn't get where I am in life right now being passive. Mm. How dare I start to be passive now? So I needed that slap in the face. I needed that wake up call. And to me, that's what 2024 has been. This is my wake up call.
Yeah.
Like things you did that you know look or go a certain way, you're not doing it anymore. You're starting to sit back and cross your feet and smell the roses. How dare you? It's too much life left to live for us to get so comfortable to start to look back and look around at the accolades. Now's not the time. You know, you have to enjoy it and do real time check. We talk all the time about time stamping, living in the moment. There's a such thing as too much of it, though.
Overanalyzing, like you don't afford yourself the proper context of time to see what this thing is going to be.
Right.
Like you're trying to analyze things based on what you've experienced. And like you said, in that be still, sometimes what you know is not enough to get you through what you're going through.
Yeah.
So you got to be still and wait for that.
Yeah.
Wait for that download. There was something that you said that you put a pin in that you want to call back. You remember what that was?
Not yet.
It'll okay. Come.
Not yet.
If you had to single out the biggest hurdle or lesson to date in 2024, what would that be?
Stand on what I know. And what I mean by that is there's a couple of instances I could have and would have avoided, but I didn't stand on what I knew I should have stood on.
Mm-hmm.
To be more specific, like if something's going a certain way business-wise, for the audience that just to catch it up, I know you know, most of the audience knows, my wife and I work together. We run a practice together. So more often than not, because I'm so aggressive, I said I would use this year to kind of tone myself down and let her way of doing, because it's always more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah.
So I try to let her grace and finesse carry us into a certain area or flow with the business. And it works. However, we have two different lifestyles. And what I mean by that is my wife operates as everybody's innocent until proven guilty. Because of my background and my upbringing, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent to me. And as ridiculous as that may sound to some people, there are equally the other side,
yeah,
where people understand that. That's maybe they say that says a lot about my character. That's fine. But I'm not in the business of getting burned when my family is on the line.
Yeah.
So because of that, some things that I said, hey, we should not do, or I don't want us to do it, I was more lenient towards, okay, if you feel like we should move this way, let's do it.
Yeah.
Whereas I should have, even if it aggravates you or drive you nuts, I should have been more, you know, been emphatically no. Like, this finna make you mad, but nah, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like if I have to be more forthcoming with who cares who doesn't like what I'm about to say or do, it's going to be all right on the other end. Like we said with the parenting, your structure comes before your friendship. Son, if you hate me, but you survive to adulthood and you become a gainfully productive adult,
mm-hmm,
at the sacrifice of us being friends,
yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll be the villain to make sure you're healthy, you're successful, you're sound, and you're able to protect your family when it's your time. I'll be the villain if need be. I don't want to be.
Right.
But if necessary, I will. That's the biggest thing that I've learned these 5 months of 2024.
Yeah.
What about you? What you?
Pride, man.
Pride.
Pride. Knowing that I need help and just trying to figure it out.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
And it's in a number of different ways. It could be a number of different ways. Assign whatever category you want to assign to it. But, and the thing is, like, I see it. Like, I know pride in this situation is going to cause a problem.
Right.
But also pride.
Still roll with it.
But also pride.
Yeah.
It hit me the other day. One of my partners from back home called me, and you know, sometimes you call and you want to check on somebody, and sometimes you're like, yo, I got to get right to this. I need something from you. I need something from you. And here it is. Right. And it was one of the calls. He's like, man, I should have asked how you doing, but I know you're doing good. I know your family good. You always good. I was like, but also I'm very not. I'm not.
Right.
But even in that moment, I'm like, it was too much of my pride and my, what's it called? My, I guess how my character had been defined over time wouldn't allow me to say something different.
Because this is my norm. This is my identity.
It's almost like I needed people to think that I was good to justify me lying to myself about being good too. So, and again, it's not like thoughts of anything terrible, you know what I mean? But it's
right.
Like, no, I'm really, if you're not in a good place, you're not in a good place.
Whatever that is, or whatever that look like, or whatever causes it.
Yep.
Whatever level it is.
Yeah. So that's one thing. I try to be more mindful of not assuming somebody's state.
Man.
Just because that's normally how it is, or even if we didn't typically address it, now I'm more prone to like, yo, you all right?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? Like when you started parking in the garage. And I'm like, like my boy, what you, like you, what's going on? We need to walk. What we doing? I'm like, never home. What you? Yeah. Oh no, I'm in the garage. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, for real.
Got it.
Which was crazy because, like, we joke about it all the time, but I did allow my schedule to become absurdly loaded. I don't want to say overloaded. For fear of it sounding like overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I'm not overwhelmed. However, I am loaded to capacity.
Yeah.
And some of those things that are on my schedule, if you will, I can do without, you know, have to streamline. And it's a quality of life thing at this point. You know, yes, grind mode. Yes, building mode, discovery mode, school, family, travel. But at the same time, if I'm gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Was it worth it, you know?
Yeah. That's again, you know, watching my parents age, like my you can see when they're at capacity.
Yeah.
And then like my parents, well, the only parents I have, take on everybody else's birth, especially my mom. Like it's to the point now when I kind of snapped on Keisha the other day. Mm-hmm. My mom asked her something about me, and she said, "He ain't doing good." He, you know, it was jovial, and she was trying to tell him that I was something was going on with me. But I'm like, "Hey,
because now she that's luggage now, right?"
And she
right,
got so much stacked on,
right?
Like she, it would be hard to pick out who they're actually related to based on what they do for people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my friends that I grew up with, if they had a fixed amount that they could help people, and mm-hmm. three of us had an equal challenge, three of us getting spread. Like it's like that. It's not like they abandon people.
No.
Like they take on the burden of people, and that's their gift, but it's also their like the curse.
But to piggyback on something you said before this statement, you are pridefully trying to make that decision on their behalf. Remove pride aside, think about how horrible your mom would feel if she later found out that her child was going through something. Not only did I not know, not only I could have done something that'd be the burden she would have at that point, but the resentment towards my loving daughter-in-law, and you sat right there and didn't say a word to me.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So in the moment, it's frustrating. Like I'm trying to think and operate on behalf of my mom. She did exactly what she was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, hey, raise the red flag, because maybe if you and I coming at him about it, now we're going to get some attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what it is, man. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. So we, I think we're coming to a good, I don't even know what we used to say. coming to a good amount of time. Coming to a good amount of time for this talk.
Yeah.
This was necessary for me in a couple of facets, because it's the accountability thing, like I talked about at the beginning. Not that we don't talk outside of this,
right?
But it's something about like those fixed appointments where you had to show up, and we'll never know whose turn it is.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Both of us might be like, oh, it's, but might be up, might be, you know, a little battered. But always, man, as always, I appreciate your perspective and helping shape my thoughts as a brother, man. Not as a judger. So. Stand the fight, man.
Man, for real. Stand and likewise, because there's plenty. Our backgrounds are similar but different.
Yeah.
You know, and so those differences are sometimes those gaps that catch me like, hey, like you'll say something, even if I don't acknowledge it in the moment, it'll fill in a gap for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll help me patience or perspective about something that's like, okay, well, let me let that roll and see how that go. So I'm equally thankful. It helps me. Like I said, this is my therapy.
Yeah.
If it's three people or 300 million, this is my therapy. Yeah. I feel good. Make us better.
We're not suggesting that we're therapists, or this is therapy for y'all.
Yeah.
This
is
therapeutic for us.
They know I'm not a therapist.
Check episode.
you know.
Check episode. We get back to it, man. It feels good to get back to it. I'm looking forward to growing personally, growing this platform.
Yeah.
And stretching.
Man.
Stretching. And like you said earlier, whether it's 300,000, 3 million.
Yeah.
I am aware of its impact.
Yeah.
I came across somebody today and they were like, you do the podcast? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on with it? Recording tonight. Actually.
Yeah, today. Today.
And,
confirmation.
And also some people have reached out. Like I've kind of been against doing like the Zoom style remote, but there's some people with some stories that I'm gonna try to figure out how to We're gonna figure it out. Cause I've done some remote where people didn't know it was remote.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
we had, you know, just got the camera footage and made it work. But I think if you're open to it, I want to be more open to more stories.
And travel, man. We can hit that slab. I'm open to that.
I'm gonna put Houston out there because I know there's a couple opportunities that we haven't been able to connect the dots on yeah. out of Houston. So,
and this year, there's plenty enough time in this year, and I want to be more mindful of time stamping. My dad is in Houston,
but there you
and
go.
His health and memory is getting worse by the day. Let me tell it. I want to get actively accountability is, which is why I'm saying it in front of the camera. But this year, I want us to do that episode
yep.
where I sit down, and it's gonna be heavy though, man. It's a lot of there's a lot of suppressed life in that conversation. So that I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll see how authentic that edit will be, or maybe just. Feeling transparent and let it all fly. We'll see.
Yeah, I know a lot about the editing process.
Yeah.
So we're going to make it work. Yeah. I got nothing else. I mean, what's it next? Now it's Love Keisha J.
Yeah.
Is a website. Love Keisha J Studios is also a website. But my wife released a book, children's book, Chocolate Princess. Great reviews,
yeah.
great packaging. I wish I had one. Memo to myself to have one accessible. But it's a very high quality artwork. She has a bundle package that gives an experience if you order that. So lovekeishaj.com, man. Lovekeishaj.com.
That's it. Just support, follow, yeah. pay attention, like, share, subscribe. I know everybody say that. We would, you know, we're not going to slight ourselves, but just be more mindful and in tune with your surroundings.
We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.